Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian and nutritionist Amber Boyens from right here in Madison, Minnesota, from Immunutrition and Madison Healthcare Services. How are you doing, Amber?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. Well, got you in live this time. We did a best of last week.
We did.
Kind of tied up with your schedule, but we're back on track again here.
That's right.
And it's a good time to talk because it's National Nutrition Month.
It sure is.
All right. All month long.
That's right.
Sounds like a good thing.
Well, I think so. Yeah. And this year's theme, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics kind of puts together this whole National Nutrition Month thing. And they pick a theme every year. And this year's theme is the power of nutrition. So it's all about like their promotional things are all superheroes and comic books and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm rolling into the month with a few activities.
Yeah, so I hear you were up with the preschoolers or something today?
Yeah, so yeah. I've actually done something with a bunch of the preschoolers here in town. I was over at Head Start and last week, and then with Little Blessings up at the Care Center today, and we made some superhero. Today we made some superhero capes, and last week we made some superhero masks and talked about some of the different superpowers we get from all of the nourishing foods that we eat. And today the kids got to pick out their superhero names.
All right.
And you're going to do that here in a moment, too.
I am. I'm pretty excited. I've got my superhero nutrition name.
That's right.
Yes.
And I also did kicked off my Nutrition Power Hour program today. So I did a presentation with some of the employees up there at MHS. And just a reminder for any businesses or groups or organizations or anybody that wants a free Nutrition Power Hour, I'm happy to come and chat with your group about whatever nutrition-related topic you're interested in. So today we talked a lot just about kind of the power of nutrition and how it goes beyond the plate. So all the things that give us nutrition, the way we approach food, all of the other things in life that impact food and how food impacts all of those other things. So I'm happy to come chat with any businesses or organizations. And I think MHS is going to have one for the community coming up here. So okay, be watching for that information.
They can just call you up at the Madison Healthcare Services then?
Yep. You just signed up. Call up to the main number, the 598-7551, and I will come out to your work location and chat with your group.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get my superhero
name
here.
Let's see what it is. Yeah. So you have to draw from three bags here. So you're going to draw from this first one. You don't have to say it out loud until you get all three of them here.
This is the adjective. Okay.
This is an adjective. So this is the beginning of your name. Oop, wrong one. Now this is your second one.
That's from the food nutrition group.
Food or nutrient, yep.
Okay.
And now you need your hero name here. So you've got one more.
Okay.
Well, deep down in here. That's right.
Okay.
All right. So now your adjective, and then your food, and then your hero name.
I am the Giggly Vitamin Commander.
Look at that.
That'd be me.
We put some silly ones in there, like Giggly, for the little kids. Some of them are majestic or legendary.
Okay. Well, Giggly fits.
Giggly is good.
I'm kind of giggly. Yeah.
You are Giggly. You're
I'm
a
giggly. Yeah.
Good, happy, joyful, joyful person.
I command my vitamins. So.
That's right. I had my kids do a trial run of it last night. Harrison was the legendary salmon wizard.
Oh.
So we've got a bunch of superheroes in our house.
All right.
But this can be a fun project. You know, if you're at home, whether you're an adult or a parent, like a parent that has kids or just a house full of adults or anything, kind of take a little time to look at what you're putting on your plates over the next handful of days or weeks throughout the month of March here and think about all the superpowers that we get from all of those foods that we eat, because food really is powerful in so many different ways. It's certainly powerful in the nourishment that we get. We've talked a lot over the last year about, you know, proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, about fiber and phytonutrients, all the colors we get. We've talked about eating on a budget and the power of, you know, how much food we can get on a budget if we kind of make the right choices, because sometimes it feels like food can be expensive if we're trying to eat well. And, you know, one of the things I hit on today when I talked with everybody up at MHS was, some of the hot topics that have kind of come out, because food is not only powerful in what it does for our body and our relationships and our memories, but it's really powerful in our news cycles sometimes. And a couple weeks ago, we talked about the new food pyramid, and that's gotten a lot of attention. Today, we talked a little bit about protein. So protein is important, right? We've talked about that several times in various forms. But right now, I pulled up all of the advertisements for different businesses and chains that are advertising their protein menus. And it's fast food restaurants, it's coffee shops, it's sandwich places. Everywhere is advertising all of these different things. And there's even a pizza delivery service that is doing a trial run of a pizza crust that will give you 55 grams of protein. You don't necessarily need 55 grams of protein from your pizza crust, but protein has been so dominant in our health news cycle lately that all of these organizations are pushing these high protein menus. And when we look statistically, if you use a recommended dietary intake for protein, most Americans meet their protein needs. It's just a matter of where we're getting that protein from or how we're distributing it throughout the day. So when we think about our protein intake and we think about what we need, you don't necessarily need to have protein added to your coffee when you go to a coffee shop. You don't necessarily need to get the 40-gram protein sandwich and the high-protein drink when you eat at a fast food restaurant. It's more about just paying attention to those whole food proteins that you have on your plate, getting that protein first thing in the morning. But these headlines or these trends or these things that just get a lot of traction tend to drive our food environment then too. And right now, it's protein. A few years ago, it was fat. Everything was keto for a long time. Now everything is protein.
Right.
I'm waiting for everything to become fiber and phytonutrients and omega-3s, but we're not there yet.
All right. Well, I know I'm getting plenty of protein because I read the back of the donut box. Just a little while ago. I came back from the Twin Cities and stopped at Quick Trip, picked up a little box of glazed donuts. And I was reading you the
ingredients. Yes.
And I was getting a little concerned because I couldn't pronounce about half of it.
There was quite a bit on there, yeah. You know, it's a little tricky, right? Because there's nothing wrong with a donut here and there.
Yep. Right. Eggs, flour, and wheat, I think, were in there. You know, that's a good thing, yeah.
Foods in there,
somewhere.
Yes. Somewhere. But we also had things like, you know, some added colors, and we had all of these different, like, extra things that have been added into it. And one of the memories I have growing up, your mom, my grandma, used to make donuts.
Right. Lots of donuts.
She didn't put all that stuff in her donuts.
She did not.
They were just donuts.
Right.
And I think there's a difference between a donut that your grandma made and the donut that we buy that's been specifically produced to make us want more donuts. So donut itself is not inherently bad, but choosing quality. And that was kind of the big theme of our conversation today, is quality is probably more important than quantity in a lot of scenarios. Carbs are not bad, but if all of the carbohydrates that we're getting are refined, which would be like white rice, white pasta, all of that, that's not necessarily the same as getting a bunch of carbohydrates that are colorful fruits and vegetables and whole grains. So when it comes to all of these different powerful food things that we can get, they're all great. There's no food that's a bad food. But if we can focus on those real food things, if we can focus on the things that are going to nourish our body, getting all those superpowers, our supervision from all of our orange foods, our super heart power from all of our red foods, our super brain and immune function power from green and purple foods, get all those colors. If you want food power, best thing you can do is add in more plants.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. Animal products are great too. Just also get those plants in there.
All right. Well, if anybody has any questions about nutrition or nutrition month or anything, you'd be happy to talk to them.
I would.
And sign up for your program there.
Absolutely. Yep. You can call up to the clinic here in Madison. I said 598-7551. You can also find me on Facebook at MU Nutrition. That's IMU Nutrition. Or online at MUNutrition.com. Or you can call here to the radio station and chat with the Giggly Vitamin Commander.
Ask for the Giggly Vitamin Commander, and I'll be right there.
That's right. Yeah. And he can get you in touch with me.
That's right. I know where to find you. is I've got like a light that shines in the sky, and then you show up.
Which, yeah, I'm like Batman, yeah, but for like eating well.
Right.
Yeah,
nutrition girl or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Protein girl.
Well, I yeah. made a cape today with the kids, and it says Captain Marvelous Nutrition.
Oh, there you go.
So.
Sounds good. Very creative.
Thank you. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Amber. We'll see you again for another Taco Tuesday next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.